I'm Mark Purcell, and this is the Book Club at 91.7. The 9th Annual Ohioana Book Festival will be taking place in Columbus at Capitol Square coming up Saturday, April 25th. More than 100 Ohio authors, panel discussions, children's activities, food, entertainment, and more in a fun-filled day for readers of all ages. It runs from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, April 25th. We'll have details about that on our website, wvxu.org. But tomorrow, the local Ohioana event takes place right here in Cincinnati. Ohioana 2015 All-Star Authors will be at the Downtown Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County beginning at 1:30 in the main library Reading Garden Lounge to celebrate the local Ohioana. A lot of great authors will be there, and among those authors will be Kevin Grace, who will be receiving the 2015 Cooper Award from Ohioana. Kevin Grace is here in the studio with me. Kevin, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Took me a long time to get all the way around to welcoming you, but congratulations on the award, and thanks for being here again.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to ask about Ohioana. I've been learning about it over the year. This is the 9th annual Ohioana celebration up in Columbus, but I know Ohioana stretches back quite a few years. Tell me about Ohioana.
Ohioana was founded in 1929, I believe, by Martha Cooper, the wife of the governor, and she wanted to establish a statewide organization that recognizes Ohio's authors, preserves their works in the state library. And I think that's where all of this started from. The Ohioana, the Cooper Award, has been given by Hamilton County since 2003. And Hamilton County is one of the founding chapters of Ohioana and is the last surviving one. So they're very proud of that.
Wow. Well, you have written a couple of books. I've had you on before talking about Irish Cincinnati. I think you were in Cincinnati Edition talking about boxing. And you're going to be celebrated for your writing. And also part of the Ohioana, or the Cooper Award through Ohioana, was for your dedication to collecting and preserving rare books. You are head of the Archives and Rare Books Library at the University of Cincinnati. And how did you get involved in the old tomes?
Gosh, that goes back to my childhood, I guess, where
really?
I don't know. I grew up in a family of storytellers, and always loved books. And when I came back to Cincinnati after having finished my graduate degree there and moved away for a while, I had a lot of knowledge about rare books because I'd collected for a while. And all of a sudden, I was in paradise. I'd been there 36 years now. And this sounds like a cliche, and it sounds trite because I say it to everybody. But really, a day has never gone by at work that I haven't learned something new. And so it's just a wonderful thing to be able to work with rare books, everything from papyrus and clay tablets up to modern first editions. And being able to teach about that, too, is really rewarding. I teach a course in the honors program called The Culture of Books and Reading, and we explore how different countries and cultures around the world approach the printed word, whether it's in e-form or in traditional form. And then I teach another course on rare books and manuscripts. But with the former course, we always travel abroad. And last year, we went to Edinburgh, which is an international United Nations city of literature. So all of this sort of keeps feeding the passion.
Well, and then you tied that in with your books for Arcadia. I mean, Irish Cincinnati, I imagine you had access to a lot of, in the archives, the old Irish history here in the city.
Yeah, and I also had access to a lot of wonderful people in Cincinnati.
Yes.
Pat Mallory is one of them contributed so much. But that was the final book I did for Arcadia, and I thought, this is the last one. I'm going to do something that really means something to me. And so I picked Irish Cincinnati, and it was just a real pleasure to do.
I'm speaking with Kevin Grace. He is the head of archives and rare books at the library at the University of Cincinnati, and University Archive is there as well. He will be presented the 2015 Cooper Award by the Ohioana Library Association tomorrow afternoon in the main library Reading Garden Lounge, part of the Ohioana 2015 All-Star Authors event. It begins at 1:30. Details at our website, wvxu.org. And I count you among the many, many writers here in Cincinnati, and this Ohioana local event tomorrow will showcase some of our all-star authors. How do you feel as being part of this community here in Cincinnati and Hamilton County?
Well, I feel honored because there are some very fine writers in Hamilton County. And this event tomorrow is focusing on sports authorship because we're hosting the All-Star Game this summer, which is no longer just a game, but a at least a week-long event, and much more. So it brings a lot of national attention to us. But I've done a few sports books, so it'll be nice to be able to sit there with other Hamilton County authors who have done sports books as well.
Well, we're sitting here at the corner of Central Parkway and Ezard Charles Drive, and I know you've written about boxing on a number of occasions. What's your love? Well, where'd that love of boxing come from, Kevin?
I think that really came from my sons. Josh and Sean have always been big boxing fans, and they drew me into it. And then, of course, Cincinnati's rich history in boxing. And now one of my daughters, Bonnie, is also interested in boxing. So between all of us, it's a... interesting sport. It has its ups and downs. It's corrupt most of the time, but thrilling all of the time. And it's one-on-one. And I don't think there's any way to justify it in a socially responsible sense, but it's one of those things we love to study. So Ezard Charles was a remarkable man outside of the boxing ring. So he's always held a strong interest for me.
Well, you have to have what I would consider to be a great job hanging out with all those rare books and the like at the library up at UC. What are you working on right now? I mean, what are you delving into on the stacks there?
Well, right now we're working on digitizing some of our rare materials, some of which are unique. We have the only copy, and especially in Irish literature, which is one of our strengths. So we're working on that. I thought I was done with sports books, but I got an email yesterday from an editor reminding me that I'm due to send a manuscript for the history of horse racing in Southwest Ohio, and that's due by the end of July, so I have to rebuild the enthusiasm for that project. But working on that, and then I just got back from an international conference in Krakow where we talked about dystopian and utopian literature, and my focus was on how dystopian literature sometimes has the feature of people actually being afraid of libraries. Totalitarian governments are afraid of knowledge and the sharing of it, and this comes out in the fear of libraries and reading. So
Wow. That's
one area my research is going in. So that's been very fruitful, too.
Well, I'll have to go back and read some of the Divergent and Hunger Games things and try to look for
stuff.
Yeah,
pick
like
out
that.
All that so, stuff where somebody wants to suppress books.
Well, frequently here on the Book Club at 91.7, and almost always we ask what people are reading. So, Kevin Grace, what are you reading right now?
Right now I'm reading an Icelandic comic novel written by a woman who is driving around the perimeter of Iceland. And I'm only a few pages in, so I can't say a great deal about it, but that's on the nightstand right now. And then, of course, there's always things you have to read for work.
I know a little about that.
Yeah, books about books and things of that sort. But I'm reading that, and then I just received a new book on the diverse groups that contributed to the Easter Rising and the Irish Civil War. From 1916 to 22, and they're sort of the have-nots in society, and the Bohemians, gay people, number of others who actually contributed to that revolution. So it sounds a little dry, but I think it's going to be very interesting.
Well, fascinating stuff. Kevin, thank you for being here this morning.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me here.
Kevin Grace, he's the head of the Archives and Rare Books Library and University Archivist at the University of Cincinnati. He will be presented with the 2015 Cooper Award from the Ohioana Library Association at our local Ohioana event. It takes place tomorrow, presented by the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County at the Main Library's Reading Garden Lounge. It begins at 1:30. The Ohioana 2015 All-Star Authors, a lot of local authors will be there. You should be there too. Check out all that information at wvxu.org. And you can learn about the 9th Annual Ohioana Book Festival in Columbus coming up on Saturday, April 25th. This is the Book Club at 91.7.